We're learning Sifya Dalet Tezvav all the way at the end of the Siman. And Sifya Dalet Tezvav are the halachas of Tfilas Kalim through a cotton and a guy. Now, there are two things about Tfilas Kalim by a cotton or by a guy, a kula and a chumra. The kula is that of a cotton or in Sifya Dalet, or a guy in Sif Tezvav, Tivels Kalim. That it's a good tefillah, a guy or a cotton could tevil kalim. That's a kula, of course. There's a chumrah that they're not nemon, that they tevil. You can't trust them. If you see them tevil, it's good. But a nemonist, they don't have. So what's interesting, if you look at your dalid and tezvav, in your dalid, the mechaber writes the chumrah, and the ramah writes the kula. Look at the way it's structured. So if your dalid, Eima Amin and Cotton, the Chumrah, and the Ramah is the Kula. In Tumul of Daigad, we'll have a Tefillah. In Sif Tezvav, it's the reverse. Isn't that funny? In Sif Tezvav, the Mechaber writes the Kula. If a guy tevils, it's good. And the Ramah writes the Chumrah. Aval Eina Nemet Ala Tefillah. So the Halach is the same in both, but like they switch roles. They switch roles between Sif Yudal and Sif Tezvav. It's a bit of a plea. The Mechaber switch roles. The Ramah just finished
the Ramah could remain silent here.
Well, the Ramah just finished whatever the Mechaber didn't say. But one is cotton and one is guy. Alright, now let's talk about the Kula and talk about the Chumrah, because each one has its own Chiddush. Now the Kula, that if a guy tevils, it's good, or a cotton tivels a keli, it's good. Taz Yud Zayin deals with the fact that it's mashma. What? At the direction. Oh, even without his direction. Yeah, but I don't think anybody says that it has to be this direction, although maybe we'll comment on it. Let's see. It's a good diuk.
Is there a bracha being made here?
Oh, 1 minute, we'll talk about that too. Taz talks about it. Before we start, I'd like to tell you something that you may not know that says in Hilchas Nida, at the end of Siman Kuf Tzadik Ches in Hilchas Nida, there's a shaila. Let's say a Nida go swimming. He's not mechaven to tevil. Hashem nidus. She might be a fryer yid, and she goes diving in the ocean in a way that there's no chatzitza. Is that an adequate tevila? So the Shulchan Aruch in the end of Siman Kuf Tzadik Ches, we have a machlokes, the mechaber and the Ramah. The mechaber says nida shetavla b'loy kavana, kagan shenafel l'teich mayim, or she yarda l'haker, she went swimming. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch says that if she tevils without kavana, you don't need kavana. You have to be immersed in a mikveh. So that's good enough if they tevil in a mikveh. The Ramah says, Yesh machmirin umatzrichin oisa tefila acheres, the Rashba. The Rashba holds you have to have kavana. Yesh lahachmir lechatchila. He's machmir at least lechatchila. So you have a machlaikis of tefila Meitumas Nida, if it needs Kavana, which is the Rash Meshita, and the Ramah says the Chatzilah to be Mahmir, or even without Kavana. The Shaila is, what about Tevilas Kalim? Now, obviously, since the Mechaber says if a guy tevils a Kli, it's also like Tevila, and we know that generally we don't trust a guy to have Kavana L'Shem Mitzvah, so it appears from here that the Tefillah does not require kavana. Now let's see Taz Yud Zayin. Or if it fell in, even without a guy, it just fell into the mikvah by mistake. Now let's see Taz Yud Zayin. The Taz is bothered by the b'di'evet lashon. Also, like tefillah, sounds like b'di'evet is good. So the Taz, l'chay ramash mahaloshon dafke di'evet, al v'chet chilolai. Avo bem esay noikei. But really, it's not that way. Now, says, I have no Messiah, but I think it's Motor Shalai. I'm reading the boy Kavanah. Elol in the Tilasidayim Lachila, Shubasum Strachtruma. When you wash your hands in Tilasidayim for a meal, you have to have Kavanah. But Tfilas Kalim does not require Kavanah. I can't Lashai that. Mashra Daflachat Chilashari. Vahu Tshuva, and the Tshuva Saramban, he Shalar Rajba. It's known that the Tshuva is that a Miuchasis La Ramban are really from the Rajba. Uvaisa Tshuva Laomi De Kasir Shalin Tilasidayim Tsar Kavanah. A kavana sanaita, a kavana sanaisin. I feel the hachi yikali, I feel as kelim, I feel the chatchila. So he's saying that even the chatchila, you could be makel to title through a cotton or a guy. It doesn't need kavana. Umay rivach amizal, which is the bach, because of sharash mehikal, if he's through rasai, surely gabinida shatavala boy kavana. The bach says that the rajma's lishitasai, who holds tvilas nida, doesn't need kavana. So we have here Machlokes, the Bach and the Taz. The Bach says that really Tfilas Kalim is the same as Tfilas Nida and Lechatchila needs Kavana. According to this sheet of the Bach, you can't take a guy with you and have the guy Tovel Kalim, because Lechatchila it has to be the Kavana. That's the sheet of Sabach. The Taz says Agav Tirdei Begir So Loyayin. He's saying about the Bach. The Bach was so busy learning that he made a mistake. Harajma is the one who holds fakert. Harajma's fiulei nida tzricha kavana. It's mamish the opposite. The Rajma was the Ramashita who holds you do need kavana, and here he holds you don't need kavana. V'su harilafanecha she harajma machmir afilu b'tias yidayim lachila v'afiluach yimechel b'tfilas kelim koshke yidimechel tfeime benida. So Lamaisa, the Bach holds Lechatchila, you need Kavana by Tfilas Kalim, and the Taz holds that even the Rajbu holds by neither you need is Maida here, you don't need Kavana. And the Shach also holds like the Taz, that's the Halacha, you don't need Kavana. So that takes care of the Kavana aspect. The Taz ends of Tamili, Heich Yivarech Amashiyat Veloivikechavim. How can you make a bracha on something that the guy is going to tivel? V'yisrael ayin yaisak klum. Alkein ein roi lasis ken lechatchila. M'shamavi kaz b'shulchan aruch kan lashon di'eved. So he says a chiddush. He says, why is it b'di'eved for the guy to tivel? Because you lose the bracha. What's a nafgamina? So he makes a nafgamina. Avalim yisrael matvel gam kein eizak kli b'yisishah. O'shecham v'sayu lai lahaz v'shah kelim. So then it's okay. So we have here two parts to the Taz. First part of the Taz, he says, the fact that it says b'di'eved is not like the Bach, who says the chatzil you need kavana. He says, no, you don't need kavana. So that's the first din. The Shachan agrees, you don't need kavana for tefillas kelim. If it falls in by mistake, it's good. But the second part, he says, why is it a b'di'eved to give it to a guy to tivel? Because you lose the bracha. A sheker, if you have 100 kelim to tivel, and you'll make a bracha, and then he'll tell us some of them that it's okay. So I can't lashon the hataz, and this is the halacha, like this taz says, it doesn't need kavana, and nevertheless, you shouldn't be master the bracha, so you should make a bracha.
Doesn't Rav Moshe take on the sheet of the machaber, the mekel, when he talks about, let's say, a bal tshuva is a pagel because
of another generation? Rav Moshe has a tshuva about doing a shidduch with somebody whose parents didn't keep Taras HaMishpacha. The Gemara says that he's a pogum. So this is an area where there's a tremendous gulf between the Chassidish world and the Litvish world. In the Chassidish world, the Gemara says it's a pogum, so they don't do Shidduchim of Alei Tshuva too readily. In the Yeshiva world, the Tshuvis, first of all, the Stipler writes that by now everybody has a yichus somewhere along the line, someone who was a Baal Tshuva. Baal Tshuva is not only in the 20th century. He says, by now, it's so many generations, everybody comes from someone up there who's a pogum, which might explain a little bit about the harsh midas of many Jews. But that's what he says. The Ramesha writes, Deloy Kedarkai, he says, the siman of a pogum is someone who has tough midas. So if you see someone who has good midas, so it could be that the month that the mother became pregnant with that child, She happened to go swimming in the ocean, and she was tavla. And he says, "Mistam, if you see the child is kosher, then you see the child is kosher." That's what Ramesha writes. She's going with the shita that you don't need kavana for tefillah. I always had a kasha on it that we paskin that the hefsek tara is dereisa. You need at least one bedika for hefsek tara. That's dereisa. So it could be she wasn't a zava; she was only a nida. It's a little bit of a problem because she was a zava sometime, but I don't know. That's the kasha that someone could ask. So Levaisa Ramesha writes that. Ramesha also writes that pogum is when someone grows up in the parents' house. Today, they're Beis Yaakovs, they go to yeshiva, and they're influenced by their mechanchos. So it could be that the whole idea of pogum doesn't apply. Now, but getting back to Tfilas Kalim. So we learned here two things. We're talking now about the idea of toivling l'chatchila. We're not talking about nemanis yet. Lagabe toivling, the Bach holds in these kavan l'chatchila, and the Tazer Shach disagree. I had a problem here, what seems to me to be a stira, the Gra Lamed Zayin and the Gra Lamed Ches. Maybe you can help me with it. I don't know. In Lamed Zayin, he seems to say, you don't need kavana. Not he says, you don't need kavana. Aval, it says, if a cut in tivels, it's good. If a cut in tivels, a keli. Kamashikas Hashem ba'imid v'reyeyu, v'ein tzar kavana l'tfila. Afilu naflu me'atzma l'teich ha'mayim sagi. Even if it falls into the water by itself, it's fine. So it's good. So here he seems to say that you don't need kavana. In Lamed Ches, in Hitfield Kalim Aidegai, he says Kniskal Elbasif Shakada, but he says he must go Zabach to Loi. Ukavashikos of Abach to Loi Kishach. Meirajba in Hechrach. He says Kavashikos of Abach to Loi Kishach. The Bach is the one who holds you need kavana when you're tayvel. The Loi Kishach. He seems to be explaining the B'dievet Lashem in Hitfil. Kamash Kasev HaBach, it's only B'dievet. The Loi Kishach, the Shach and the Taz, who hold Esel Chetchila. So, it's a little confusing what the Gra held. He writes of Vitzorach. No, he doesn't write Tzorach. He writes of Vitzorach. I don't know, Lamed Zayin, he seems to say you don't need Kavana. And Sir Lamed Ches, he seems to say you do need Kavana. So, I didn't understand the Gra, but all the Paiskim Achrayim, all the Chachmas Adam and the Aruch HaShulchan and the Kavasayu, they all paskin that Tfilas Kalim does not need Kavana. Now, why do you two see him? I guess to tell you that they're not trustworthy. One is to tell you you can't trust him, and one is to tell you that if a guy tells it, it's good. It's not so shchiach for it to fool him by itself. Could be that's why they picked the example of tivling it through a guy, or tivling it through a car, perhaps. But if you hold it's good, then it's good. Yeah. A guy's das. I mean, maybe paskins by a cotton, that a cotton is like blank. I mean, maybe a guy is a hepecha kavana. The guy is having a hepecha kavana. What does that mean? What's a hepecha kavana? Not to table it. Maybe the suggestion is that lamaches goes on guy. Maybe a guy it's more of a b'dieved, and lamazayit it's more of a chetzel. It's a little hard to understand if you compare it to tefillas nida. Compared to tefillas nida, it's hard to understand. The whole idea is you just need factually a tefillah, you don't need kavana, plays no role. It's a little hard. If you don't need kavana, if you would say stam kavana is a tefillah, then you're right, hepecha kavana matters. But if you say it doesn't need tefillah at all, then it would seem that there should be no difference. Chaf Dalet, just came to Reis Eloi Mehem, the man we don't trust in. Chaf Hei, but tefillah chol Eloi bina na mishlichus, like our Melo, tefillah Yisrael, shal midas
b'ayelim. So what happens to it with just say Reis Eloi Mehem, you know, we don't believe, like, when it comes to a guy, he's saying, you can just do it.
Yeah, no, but you have to see him, so you still have to see him. See, Lamed Dalet is going on the Chumrah, that you don't trust him.
And
here's
right, the
Kula.
Yeah.
The first one is talking about, you know, when it's the Chafilah B'Devin. But here is not talking about the kabbonet, maybe because of maybe it's the idea of losing the bracha.
Losing the bracha. The problem is, it's kabbash goes about bach to like a shach. The bach only talks about kavana in lamiches. He's not talking about the bracha. It's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch Harav in Hilchos Shabbos in the Kunshe Sachrein on Simin Rei Samach Gimel talks about this taz. What does that do in Hilchos Shabbos? He's talking about an interesting shaila that a number of Achrayim tumul about a woman that was Mekabela Shabbos and forgot to light Shabbos candles. It's not so shchiach. It happens sometimes when people make early Shabbos. It happens occasionally that people make Kiddush and then they realize the wife didn't light yet. So she stumbled with Mekabela Shabbos. She was listening to Kiddush, she listened to Kiddush. So she was already Mekabela Shabbos. And now you have a shaila what to do. If she said Mizrach Yom HaShabbos, then she was Mekabel. Even his is not binding on her. His Kabbalah is not necessarily binding on her. Mechatchila, she should. The Aruch HaShulchan holds that when one person is Mekabel, it's a Kabbalah for the whole family, when the man is Mekabel. Ramesha disagrees with that. There's a certain level of disagreement. Certainly, Lechatchila, she should be light the candles before he's Mekabel Shabbos, certainly. But the Eved, I'm not so sure. If a man comes home and his wife didn't light yet, I would think that you could light. Well, what the Shulchan Aruch Harav talks about is a Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham, now obviously, if there are Jews that weren't Mekabel Shabbos yet, Yesh Shlichus LeYisrael, so you make a Yiddish Shliach and you have him light, there's no problem. What the Magen Avraham says is that even Ben Hashmashis, where you can't do Malacha, you can go and get a guy and have the guy light the Shabbos candles, and so she can make a bracha. The Magen Avraham says, get a guy to light, and she makes a bracha. So everyone who reads the Magen Avraham is matmiya. Rabbi Kivega there in the Gilyan and the Shulchan Aruch says, what are you talking about? A guy does the mitzvah and a yin makes the bracha. There's no shlichus to a guy. So how is she making a bracha? It's something he does. And they bring this taz as one of the rayas. The taz said that when the guy travels the kalim, even at the direction of a Jew, the Jew is mafsid the bracha. He has to at least table something on his own. So that's the tmiya.
Maybe the bracha includes having the
light. No, that's just the mind of light. So the Shulchan says these words. He says, Tfilas Kalim is the Gemar HaMitzvah. You table and it's finished. When you table and it's finished, on that, you can't make a bracha. He says, by Hadlokas Neiris, it's the Hadlokah is the Tchilas HaMitzvah. To be Nehenna from the light is somehow the mitzvah that you're supposed to have, make yourself light on Shabbos. And the Mela, you can make a bracha. That still needs Hezber. You make a bracha on a non-maisa, on Nehenna Mehar. It needs a little bit of Hezber. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Harav says. I like better the Hartzvi's shot. The Hartzvi writes that there are two mitzvahs in Hadlokas Neiris. It says in Beis Halevi, this idea. It said also in the Brisker Rav. There's Oinik Shabbos and Kovit Shabbos. Kovit Shabbos is to light for Shabbos, show Kovit for Shabbos that's coming. And Oinik Shabbos is to make sure there's light to be Nehenna. The Hartzvi says that the Magen Avraham holds you can make a bracha on Oinik Shabbos. His point is, maybe that's what the Baal Tanya means, that the Oinik Shabbos is not a Maisa HaMitzvah. The Maisa Mitzvah is a hechsher for the mitzvah. It's making that there shouldn't be light. So what's the difference if I light it, or if I arrange for a guy to light it? As long as I make an arrangement, there should be light. The Oinik Shabbos is Mekoyim. It's not so much a Maisa Mitzvah as I'm putting up a sukkah. It's not the Maisa Mitzvah of putting up the sukkah. It's a hechsher to have a sukkah. If you hold the mitzvah is Oinik Shabbos, you have to arrange that there should be light. That's how the Hartzvi explains the Magen Avraham.
I mean,
because we light first and cover the eyes and do it second, so they're always Nehenei afterwards. Okay, really the reason they do it is because we hold Eivel HaSiyasa is not Makim by Lokas Nehenei Shabbos. You could do it the Brachash, not Eivel HaSiyasa, it's sort of the Ravcha de Milsa, but then Nehenei after. but it's true. It's true that if you light and you won't have anah, you can't make a bracha. Somebody who lights Shabbos candles but a tanai to do malacha, and she won't be back until the candles go out, is not yoytzad lokas neiris. It has to be that you could be nehena on Shabbos from the light, even for a minute. The Mishnah Berurah says there's no zman, but it has to be able to. What? There are two aspects. It's covered Shabbos and Eidik Shabbos. We don't make a bracha on covered Shabbos alone. Without Eidik Shabbos, we don't make a bracha just on the covered Shabbos. What? A blind woman who lives alone would light candle for covered Shabbos. I don't think she would make a bracha. Covered Shabbos alone, you don't make a bracha. It's Shulchan Aruch, it says if there can be Nehenna, then you can't make a bracha. Going to hotels, it's not so lechatchila, the whole arrangement. I was once in a hotel, someone here made a simcha many years ago, and they had it in the lobby. Right. They roped off an area. It was taka nice. You walked in, see warm, and they had it from the light, but it looked Shabbistic. You know, at least it contributed something. There are places where they have a sealed room, you know, that nobody, you can go in and peek, and it's hot in there, no one will want to go anyway. You have 1,000 candles lit. That's really not the ideal way. Rav Yaakov at the convention, he told his wife to turn on the light in the room, whatever light they were leaving on, even the bathroom light, to turn on the light in the room, and then go down right away and light the candles, and have in mind the bracha on both, on the lighting in the hotel room and on the candles, so that even though the candles is not much of a proper Neir Shabbos, but at least you had the light of the room for which in the henna to be mitzvah. All right, it really would have to be incandescent, I guess, if it's Larafa de Milson.
Why
it has to be an age, that's why. It still has to be age. That's the thing. If you hold the fluorescent, it's age, maybe. Yeah, but you can't make a new wife in of the mitzvah. You still can't make a bracha and pull up the shade. You make early Shabbos and the sunlight comes in. Yeah, but the tzura of the Eidik Shabbos is to make sure you have light. Alright, getting back to Sifya Dalet Hezbov. So we discussed the kula, now we'll discuss the chumra. The kula was that a child and goy's tefillah is good. The chumra is that they have no nemanis. What is the klal of Nemanis? So here again we look at the Gra. The Gra in Lamed Vav writes that for a Doraisa, a child is never Neman. And even for Derabanan, only when it's Biyadai. If you look in Gra Lamed Vav, Tfilas Kelim, Eim Aminim Tfilas Kelim Doraisa, Kumay Shomra Gemara Sham, Kay Paskal Raif Paiskim, the Kotan, Bamasha Enoi Biyadai, Eni Nemanathal Bidrabanan. Somebody that's not biyadai, that he can't do, he has to come out to someone else. Even by a drabbanon, he's not believed. Because Yishalmi said, Perepeis diksuvis ve'elu nemanim. Abu b'kut nam lai. V'chei perekei de'erevim. So let's say you send a cotton to put out an erev tchumin, so that you could believe him. It's a drabbanon, it's biyadai. You send a cotton to go ask a shiloh by the rav, and he comes back with a psak, that's not biyadai. He has to come out to someone else. So he's not nemanim, even by a drabbanon. So the klal is a cotton is believed by an issed rabbanon, and only if it's biyadai. That's the klal that we have here. A cotton is believed by an issed rabbanon only biyadai, and this appears to make major problems for us. If you, I don't know, we'll talk about Brooklyn later, but let's say you're in Manhattan and you send the child out to buy a Danish at the kosher store on the corner, or a bagel on the kosher store on the corner. It will come out from this that a katan has no nemanis, because the katan is being neman to go and buy a bagel. If somebody comes with a wrapper, with a hefsher, so you trust the guy. I mean, you don't trust the guy, you trust the simon. But if you try send them down to buy something, it's a major problem. Now, in Flatbush, it's not so much a problem, because of Kol D'Parish, Merubah Parish. If you find a bagel in the street in Flatbush, So you could assume that it came from a... I'm assuming that in this area, Roiva Kosher. I don't know. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. If you find it, but finding it in the hands of Ein Neman is also called a parish. No, but it says that if you find it in the hands of a mummer, let's say a mummer bought a piece of meat. So he has no nemanis where he bought it. So the halacha is that unless it costs more, which would be a problem by meat, but the halacha is that it's called a parish. Since he has no nemanis from where he took it, so b'meila called the parish mummer parish. You found it outside of its makam. You found it by the mummer who bought it, and you say called the parish mummer parish. The problem here is how you can trust a cotton on an inyan that is a shiloh in Issa D'Oraisa, and it's really a major problem. The same thing, some paiskim talk about how you could trust a cotton. I had to go ask a shiloh to a rav. All right, today they have phones, so you can ask on the phone. But you used to send a child. You had a shiloh of treifus. You send him. You give him the chicken. You send him to the rav to go and ask a shiloh. The question really is how he's neman. The Taz in the beginning of Hilchos Shechita and Siman Aleph, I think it's Sivkot Tezvav, his struggles with how they trusted children. They gave a child the chicken, send him to the shaychit. He comes back, looks geshachted. Can you trust him that he took it to the shaychit? Maybe he was lazy. He just took a knife and he cut the neck. Can you trust him? So the Taz is mesupik. He says maybe Rav Mitzvah Shechita Mabchinei. Maybe you could trust. Even the Taz there ends up to be machmir.
So
as far as Shleach Manis, if a cotton gives you, so what's the shot? Are you allowed to take it? Oh, the cotton brings me Shleach Manis. How do you know it's kosher? Only Jews wrap things that way. No, but you're right. It would have to be Samech. I call the parish Merubah parish. You would have to assume that most of the packages that are going around on Purim Day are you have to say Mecharayv, just like if a guy brings you a package.
Check out the theme.
But ideally you should have a seal. So I have to tell you, I have a thick of teretz on this kasha. I think I have a teretz that's a good teretz on how you could trust him to go out. And that's not well known, because in Hilchos Yayin Nesach, at the end of Siman Kuf Chav Zayin, there's a mechaber. Says Devarim she'ein bahem cheskas iser elach hashasha shem yachlifenu, things that don't have a cheskas iser, just a chashash, you might switch it. Yesh misha aimer she'samchen ala cotton kiman sheba leklal das shmira. All right, you can't trust a 3-year-old; it has to be bedas shmira. But somebody that has no cheskas iser, something there about a cotton brings wine. If the thing had no cheskas iser, maybe you could trust. You could trust him by yayin. It says here that a cotton has nemonis of things that don't have a cheskas iser. Now tefilas kelim pashkus, the kli has a cheskas iser. It's a not tevil kelim. The Taz is talking about a chicken. A live chicken is becheskas ein eshchuta. So pashtus, that's becheskas iser. So it may be that the reason we're mekel to go to the store, there's no cheskas iser. The question is, where did he get it? The reason perhaps that we're mekel on going to the store is maybe because there's no cheskas iser. The darkei tshuva here on Siman Kuf Zayin shtells through the idea of sending a child with a shaila, and he's mekel with a tziruf if he's mirtis, if it's possible to check up on him. But he says he has the rav a shaila. He knows you might ask the rav later. So you'll see the rav, yes, you'll ask him, did my son come? So if there's a mirtis, it's good. Now, I don't know, buying a bagel in the store, whether there's much of a mirtis. Did my son come in to buy a bagel? But he uses it with the tziruf of that. To answer the minhag ha'olam, this would be a shtickle of a teretz for the minhag ha'olam. I don't know any better teretz. I don't know exactly why we chose that. It's talking about, well, it's really talking about kosher yayin, that the cotton had, it's taka d'rabanan. It's a Rabbana, and maybe it's beyond there too. But yet, it makes a chilek. So why does he make a chilek in cheskas iser and not cheskas iser? I don't know. There, it's talking. The truth is, the mechaber's lashon is would be meat also. Now, even though he's, the context is yayin nesach, his language is devarim. At the end of Kuchav Zayin, the sif dalet is the last sif. The language is Devarim Sheim Bem Cheskesisa Elo Cheshasha Shem Yachli Fenu Oy VeKechavim Oy Yigabai Yesh Mishayim Yisam Kanal Akad. Says it's going on meat also. It says Devarim Sheim Bem Cheskesisa Elo Cheshasha Shem Yachli Fenu Oy VeKechavim. So Pashtus is going on. It's going on meat as well. The Gra brings Avay Dizar Lam Ches Vidiach Yisrael Basar Agabi Kecholim. Still giving by Basar.
You're trying to tell me that the Chazan goes to take our place. Right, a fish sandwich. He comes out with it.
That's the question. He brings you a frankfurter or a burger, and the question is, how he's nemun. Now, if you're in front of the store in the car and you send him in, so you know where he's going. And as I said, a flatbush maybe. You know, it's hard. We live very narrow lives. Flatbush depends how what you consider the city. There are plenty of McDonald's, more McDonald's in the whole the larger area. There are plenty of Trefa bagel stores. But I don't know. It's the shail of Raiva Kariv, how much you measure Kariv. If you ask a cotton, well, you can lock a cotton in a room with all kosher ingredients. There's very little you could do. It's a difference between Neman that he didn't do something and Neman that he did. To trust him, he didn't trafe up your house. You can trust him. Here, the question is whether you can trust him to do something for you, to be active, to tevel kelim, to ask the Rav Shaila, to get the chicken shechted. The faker that we should be chayshish that he dafka didn't have era, we don't find. That kuchav zayin, sif gibel is erech adav yisurim, and sif dalid is what I read you. So that's the context. Yeah, because they went to the store and bought it. You go into someone's house, but a cotton, if you didn't go to the store, he's just in the house, you don't have to come out.
Maybe what? The man that used to have in Brooklyn, if the owner of the store keeps the account, and then you send the kid, so then there's a record that he bought.
Yeah, that's true. If you don't give him money, you just tell him to charge it to the account. So then you know for certain he's not going to spend his own money if he could charge it to the account.
I can't agree with what you said about Mirsus and Kardi. Mirsus has to do with Das, and Kardi has no Das. They can't be Mirsus.
It's a good question. Maybe he doesn't mean so much Mirtis, he means Taka check up. But if you check up, what's a Shiloh? You're right. You're right. Normally by a cotton we don't say Mirtis. So. We're talking about a cotton. We're talking about someone's a bardas. Yeshlei das shmirah is the lashon mechaber. If it's your child, he has to be 12. If it's your grandchild, even 6 or 7, he's smart enough and he already is a genius and he could do it. I guess you have to shut up. The mechaber's lashon is mishiyesh by das shmirah. He's a cotton, but he knows how to watch things. I guess it depends on the birthday.
Why do we make a shvach between metal
cable glass. So we'll get to Pesach Tshuva. You're ahead of me a step a whole day today. Yeah, okay, I'm assuming when I'm saying that Tfilas Kalim has a Cheskas Isser, which is really the way I understand it, because Chazaka means that it if it doesn't change, it's missing something. But the Aruch HaShulchan says what you're saying. The Aruch HaShulchan, not in this context, in the beginning of the Siman, he writes that Tfilas Kalim is not called Cheskas Isser because there's no Isser. He writes exactly what you're saying. I don't understand it. Cheskas Isser is not a word of Isser. It's a word of Chazaka de Be'ikara. That if it stayed the same, it stayed the Isser. So I would understand Tfilas Kalim is Becheskas Loi Hutfala. So that's why you don't trust him. It doesn't need Cheskas Isser. It needs Chazaka. But the Aruch HaShulchan says what you're saying. He's saying that there's no word of Cheskas Isser. Maybe Sivkat and Yagimel, somewhere near the beginning he says that. Alright, what about glass kalim? So here we have an interesting thing. Glass kalim is a drabanan. Should you trust a child for glass kalim? It would seem that glass kalim is a drabanan.
No,
it's biyadai. So in Svara, it would seem to be good, even though it's Cheskas Isser, but the Gra is saying, even by Cheskas Isser, drabanan biyadai is naman. But look at Pesach Tshuva Yudalit. Aminim cotton. If you should feel us kalim de raisa taz. Fine, but prima godam arachayim simtun abishayis of zav. Tzarechiyin. Da peklich suche shudra abonan gam kein nira de einay neman. Ki vishiyash lecheska sisser. Ki besim kuch vizayin sif kibbol besayif aga. So he rather used the Lashon Cheskes Esser, and he says that Beklas Kelim, you not believe? Mi b'schuches koshi gielu yud gimel shanim ein tzarach livdach acher beisaris. Ubekli matches yeshloim the tzarach leida shul godly. You hear the people godim? You can't even trust a 13-year-old by metal. You have to know that he has beisaris. You have a 13 or 14-year-old. You still can't trust him. But tefilas kelim, you count the familiar. But tefilas kelim matches, which is a din d'oraisa, you can't trust him. A pleiadika thing. So the prima godim is, it's interesting lineup. The prima godim and the chachmas adam and pesachei tshuva are machmir by glass, and the ben ishchai, all four are machmir by glass. And yet the haintig of paiskim are mekel. The archa shulchan is mekel by glass. And the Abiya Omer, Rabbi Yosef has a tshuva in the Abiya Omer Chelik Beis, tshuva tes. And Shri Shabbos Kolchosa, I think it's in where he talks about Tefillas Kelim on Shabbos, he mentions Derech Agav, that a cotton's belief of glass kelim. So the Haintik of Paiskim I make along glass, probably based on the Taz. The Taz says of Yeshu Dairaisa, against the Chachmas Adam, the Prima Godin. I shouldn't count separately, just bringing the Prima Godim and the Ben Ish Chai, said, but that makes them.
How can it be that the latest crusade is in the Rabbanan? How can they make that into their
race? Glass is the Rabbanan, so why shouldn't he be believed? Why shouldn't he be believed? I guess they're saying that from the Stima Samachaber, it sounds like it's like a Loi Plug.
We just had that would not make them. It's the root of the Zachas and the Raisa.
We find in a number of places that by Kandai Rice it's more Chomor in by Mekadish Bechamis Rabbanon. In the trade Rabbanon, one Rabbanon.
By Truma, it's also about being about Truma. In certain instances, it's saying it's Truma Rabbanon is going to be just as awesome.
All right, so we've done, learned Sif Yudala Tezvav, the Klal we know, the Lamdis we have problems a little, but let's go on to Sif Tezayin, which is an important Sif. Despite the fact that it's the end, as a matter of fact, I'm often asked, someone asked after Shir 2 weeks ago, the question which the Ramah deals with here. There are two things here, the Mechaber and the Ramah. So let's do the Mechaber first. And this Mechaber is important. Someone, my son called me last week from, he's out of town, somebody asked him what to do with toiveling these new coffee makers, the one cup coffee makers that are very popular today, and the issue is most of it is plastic. The one someone brought me one to yeshiva, and it seems that the metal, the part where the water actually drips through, is metal, which is chayav in tefillah. And the question is about tefillah. And now it comes in two ways. Some come with computer chips in them. They have actually a memory that allows them to remember something or other. You can set it or whatever it is. Now, there are two problems with titling something that has a computer chip. One problem is most of them have a constant electrical flow. They have a small battery. Anytime there's electricity going through something, it's a problem. You're going to short-circuit the electricity by introducing water to it. If you have the plain, old-fashioned urns, you title it. If you don't plug it in, it's just a wire. A metal wire doesn't become ruined from water unless it gets rusty. And if you let it dry before you introduce electricity, nothing's going to go wrong. But the reason they tell you don't immerse it in water is because if you plug it in, the water will short-circuit the functioning of the item. There's a second problem that I'm told is that the microchips are so tiny that putting water into them, even for a brief period of time, causes some erosion to the metal and ruins it. So that even if you could take out the battery somehow, that putting it in water would ruin it. So the question is what to do with toiveling this, and there are three nekudas that I'd like to mention. The first is the Mechaber here in Shulchan Aruch, and we'll see if it's a good Eitza. Amad Abar, somebody brought me an article a couple of weeks ago from one of the magazines that had the Shaila, and they talked about this Eitza, but as we'll see in a second, it's not great. It's a big bidiyev. Let's see why. Let's know Sif Tezayin. Obviously, he's not talking about electrical kelim. He's talking about Shabbos. Shabbos, you're not allowed to title kelim. because of mezik misakin. The Gemara has four reasons you don't tevel. One of them is mezik misakin. It looks like you're repairing it. So zakta b'chaber. Im shakach v'loy hitful kli me'erev Shabbos. You have a keli, you want to use it on Shabbos, you didn't tevel it. I'm erev yantif. Yinenu lo'ive kechavim b'matana. On Shabbos, give it to a guy as a gift. Let him be kind of it. V'achakach yishalenu mimenu. And then borrow it from him. Motolish tamish by. Why? Why? Because a guy's keli, you're allowed to use without tefillah. The Ramah says, v'chen yasa filo b'chayel b'makam shein le'mikvah. If a person is traveling and he buys kalim, occasionally people ask, they're traveling and they buy a pot and there's no mikveh there to tevel. So the eitzah is it should belong to a guy. Now you don't necessarily have it to give it to a guy to be kainah, but you could, if you want, just when you buy it in the store, have in mind not to be kainah. Nobody's kainah anything about karchai. So if you have in mind not to be kainah, it's still the guy's. And you take it home and you use a guy's keli, there's no problem. You could use a guy's keli without tefillah. So chayru, we have an eitzah for an electrical kli or something that you can't tevel. Just be machnit to a guy, give it to a guy, let him pick it up and be kind, and borrow it from him. What's the catch? The catch is taz yud ches. And taz yud ches is brought in the Mishnah Berurah and Simen Shinchav Gimel. He brings the taz without any chaylik. Zok the Tazi, Nenolai b'chamim matana, Nereli d'hai tikuna, Einai ela l'fishah, D'hai n'loi se Shabbos. This Eitzah only helps for that day, for that Shabbos, Ay b'chayel, kozman she'en le'mikvah. Or b'chayel, temporarily. Avalachar Shabbos, Ay she'ez damen le'mikvah, Kivan she'ishtakeya ilam esbiyad Yisrael, since this keli is forever going to remain, Ayyid, Vaday hava k'lekuach biyaday. It should have the same status as something he bought. It's no different than a guy's mashkin in the hand of a yid, where the guy does not plan to reclaim it. The tarach tzvila, it's tarach tzvila we had earlier that needs tzvila. V'sul gabe the gabe talis sheulam mitzino gavken shabtur mitzitzis kol abed yayim. A borrowed talis is part of mitzitzis only 30 days. Akachayiv the nirek shalai. Okay, nachinami nirin the tzarach tefila acha she'ef shloy litvayel afilu bibracha. Once he gets into a place that is a mikvish table, even with a bracha, avakiv sheins up before his bebaiski yeshizar shetful kli acher imay b'shem shchas safek bracha. Says don't make a bracha, but you have to table it. So here we have really a major problem with these kalim she'ef shebetefila. If you can't table it without ruining it. So now we have this problem that you makna to a guy, so really you have to go at least once every 30 days and get the guy. So if you have a guy, a lady in the house, you can be makna to every day. So she walks in, she's kind of it every once in a while. But once she's kind of, she can walk out with it. But she has to be smart to do that. It's they're usually not that smart. But right. Yes. It's the same thing as Ein Le'mikvah. But even Ein Le'mikvah, his vard is, it only helps as a temporary Eitzah. Hashishtakeh Hashem Yisrael. So therefore, this Eitzah is not an ideal Eitzah. Yes. So we say, Shem Akhne Togai. What do we say? So the Yom Akhne every day, you're right. So there's a second Eitzah that we had by the big pats. So by the big pats, I said there are three possible approaches. The first approach is the makna to a guy, which is not ideal. The second approach, we said in the beginning of the sim, in the very beginning, Rabbi Akiva Eiger brought a Chachmas Adam to make a hole in the kli, and then to have an Uman seal it, an Uman Yisrael seal it, so that it's made by Yid. So really there would be an Eitzah to take apart the coffee maker and reassemble it. However, it has to be something that needs a Maisa Uman. It can't be something that anybody can take apart and put together. A lot of things need assembling. So it has to be something that's taken apart and put together that needs a Maisa Uman. So if you're willing to take your chances and take it apart and put it together again in a way that needs a Maisa Uman, so then it's good. The truth is, once you take it apart, you might as well table the metal part of it. But you only have to take it apart in a way that makes it not usable as a kli, and then that would be enough.
But if I want to buy something and I know I can't title it, so why can I say to the store owner, I'd like to borrow your urn
and pay you.
And I'm going to give you money, that, you know...
To make you happy.
To make you happy.
Yeah. But I wanted to know, you don't even have to tell the store owner. You can tell your friend, I'm buying this from him, but I don't want to be kind of it. If you don't know, you can't be kind of Bar Karchai. Even he thinks you're kind of it. You're not kind of anything. It's a klal that Kenyan needs to ask. Only Chatzer Rishaladim is kind of like believe the us. For the first 30 days, you might be okay. What are you going to do after? Yeah, so it's true. You could buy it. That would be still going to have, ultimately, you're going to have the problem with the with this coffee maker. And ultimately.
I can't get through it. I need it for Shabbos. I can't get through
it. Yeah, the Machaber says it's okay. The guy, it should be the guy's. That's for sure. The Chatzel. Now, so the second approach is to do a ma'isumah to put it together, which is, as I said, not always practically feasible. The third eitzah is a lumdisha approach, based on a Mordechai. It's interesting. This is also a Mordechai. It's based on a Mordechai in Hilchis Tzitzis, which is brought in the Halacha. The Mordechai says that if your tzitzis rip off of your beged on Shabbos, you're not obligated to take off the talus, min ha-tayra. Why? Even though during the week, if your tzitzis rip off, poshtei afilu b'shuk, in chokhmah, in eitzah, in tefillah, in neged Hashem, you'll be embarrassed, it's a busha, it doesn't matter. If your tzitzis rip off, you have to take off your beged. But on Shabbos not. The Mordechai's lumdis is the following. So it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, it's osa to wear dalit kamfis without tzitzis. There's no lashon iser. It's a lashon mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to wear, to put tzitzis on dalit kamfis. Since on Shabbos, the Torah is not mechayiv you to put, the Torah asks you to put tzitzis on, it requires a kesher shokayama. On Shabbos, you're not able to put it on. Something you cannot do, there's no aveira min ha-tayra in wearing dalit kamfis without the tzitzis. My nafkamini is maidim midrabanan. Yeah, you shouldn't wear dalit kamfis on Shabbos without tzitzis. It's my nafkamina for kavod abrius. If you're in public and you're embarrassed, so you could keep on wearing your tzitzis because the drabanan is nitzah for kavod abrius. So on a diraisadikal level, he's mechandish this chiddush. That's something that's impossible to do. If the Torah said an iser, it's awesome. If the Torah just said a mitzvah, you can't do the mitzvah anyway, then there's no iser in the wearing of the dalit kamfis without the tzitzis. That's his hanacha. Now the question is, maybe we could say the same thing about tefilas kelim. Tefilas kelim, the Torah doesn't say it's usa to use kelim without tefillin. The Torah says that there's a mitzvah to be tevil kelim. Let's think, do we have any rayas that a keli that it's impossible to tevil, you could use without tefillin? L'chayra, we do have a raya. We had, the Shach said, it's actually a Muhammad, the Shach explained, that keli of a shutfis of a guy, if it's 50% a yid, or 50% a guy, that the kli shutfis, Yisrael va'akum shakadu kli b'shutfis, eight sarach tvila. So there was the Ramah, so if you now have said it doesn't need tvila, and the explanation that it doesn't need tvila is because tvila doesn't help. What are you going to gain by tvila? It still belongs to a guy. So you're still using a guy's keli that you have a partial ownership in. The Beis Meir asked on that, so what are you talking about? If the tvila doesn't help, it should be usa to use it. Right? It's ketayvel v'sheres v'yada. So the Beis Meir asked, what do you mean? A keli shutfis with a guy, you're allowed to use, because it's impossible to tayvel. But it should be an issa to use it. If it's impossible to tayvel, it should be asa to use it, because it remains b'yisurai. We could answer the Ramah, that the Ramah holds, if it's impossible to tayvel, there's no issa in the Torah to use a keli that's impossible. There's a mitzvah to tayvel. It's impossible to tayvel, so maybe you're allowed to use it. So this mahalach in Lamdis would be a derech to be melamed tzchus on the kalim that it's impossible to tevil, that are somehow wired in a way that if you tevil it, you're going to ruin it. That it would seem that would be a derech of a heter. The problem is, it's a lamdish derech. We need a paisik to sign off on it. I don't have a makar for it, except that it answers the base kasha on the Rabban de Shach. So, lemaisa, as I said, there are three approaches. The idea of being machted to a guy, which is not a good long-term approach. The idea of taking it apart and putting it together again, which I guess you could do if you go to an uman. Now, someone can start a business. They're shatnas checkers, and they get tefillas kelim People who can take it apart and put it together again. What?
You need a Chinese
guy to put it together. Okay. And the third thing is the possible lumdisha approach, which if we could find a clear marker for it, it would work. So this is, like I say, it's a major issue today, and if you could buy one without a computer chip, you'd be better off when you go to buy it in the first place. So lemaisa, I don't have a clear halacha lemaisa. I have three. If a guy will take it, if you get a Jew to take it apart and put it together, that's the best. Beyond that, so you're being saimach, I'm being macked into a guy with a serif of this svara. You want to rely on that? You can rely on it. It's not absolutely clear heter. Yes, yeah, so I was wondering if you take the electrical cord, a some are made to take off and put together, obviously it's not a ma'isuma. Would it be enough to cut off the electrical cord and then wire a new electrical cord to it? The question is whether that's the kli. If you remember, I talked about the fact that Leir Meisha, you don't have to title the cord. The kli and the cord are separate things. The kli and the electrical component are two separate things. Ramesha assumed by a coffee urn that it's only really the top part that needs tefillah. The bottom part, which is the electrical component, he assumed doesn't really need. So it would seem that the cord, alachas kama v'kama, where Ramesha nems on, is not part of the kli, and that wouldn't be adequate. You'd have to somehow take out the base of the kli and then reattach it in order for it to be good. So that would seem to be the issue.
Let's.
But you're not going to be kind of that assay anyhow.
What?
That assay you will not be b'kayim anyhow with this kli. So, but you're anonymous. It's impossible to do that assay. If you buy a plastic kli or if you hold it doesn't need tefillah, you're not saying you're mabatel mitzvah. All right, let's learn the last part of the Ramah, which is important. Everything's important, but there's something people ask about. Im ovar v'hishtamish b'kli b'loy tefillah. If somebody was over and he used the keli without tivling it, loy nesar masha mishtamish bay v'tfilenu oid. It's important in halacha that tfilas kelim does not aser food. If you go to a yid's house and he doesn't tivle his kelim, you're allowed, you can't use his kelim, use plastic. But the lack of tfilas kelim does not aser food. Now, that halacha is a simple halacha psuka. I don't think there are any chalkim on it, period. In Lomdis, there's a kasha.
Why is that a hetter for the wedding issue?
What?
Why is this
a hetter
for the wedding issue?
It's a hetter that the food's not aser, but it's not a hetter to use it. If you want to use the fork and knife, you still have a problem. Because, not with a fork and knife, with your hand. The Lomdisha shaila here is, I mentioned when we started the simin, that the parsha of Tfilas Kalim and Hagolas Kalim is in the same parsha and parsha's matos, even in the same pasuk. And how could it be if we hold Yemidama Tfilas Kalim to Hagolas Kalim, we know if you don't do Hagolah, it asks the food. So then if you don't do Tfilah, it should ask the food too. If you hold the dinim are the same, we said like a klape other things, that some that doesn't need Hagolah, doesn't touch the food directly, doesn't need Tfilah. So if you're putting Hagolas Kalim and Tfilas Kalim together, so just like Hagolas Kalim asks food, Tfilas Kalim should ask. I think the answer is that you're right. From Parshas Matos, it doesn't ask for the food. How do you know food is aser? There's a machlokes in the Gemara if tam ki ikur deraisa, tam ki ikur derabanan. If a bliya goes into a kli and into food, does it ask for the food? There's a man the armor that doesn't ask him in Atira. Rashi paskin tamkiker derabbanan. We and all the other rishonim paskin tamkiker deraisa. From where do you learn tamkiker? So the Gemara has a number of other limudim from Nazir or from Zoraya Bishela. There are two parshias. There's a parsha of tamkiker, and there's a parsha of Hagolas Kalim. From Hagolas Kalim alone, we would not aser the food. The Prima Gadim in his Psicha Tilchus Basu B'Cholav asks in parentheses, if you hold Tam Kikin Derabanan, why is there a Parsha Tefillah of Hagolas Kalim? If you hold Blias don't ask it, why is there a Parsha? So he says it's a mitzvah. It won't ask the food, but it's a mitzvah. If they are trefa Blias, a mitzvah not Torah to Kasher. but it's not going to answer. So that Hagolas Kalim, the Parsha in Parshas Matos of Hagolas Kalim and Tefilas Kalim is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to Tevil, a mitzvah to do Hagolah. The fact that it can aser food, that's a separate limud. A limud for the din of Tam Kanker. That if the Bli is a Ben Yayma, in a way that can aser, and it's like Tam Shvach, then it can aser. So Lamaisa, that answers that. I think the Hartzvi, he has a tshuva where he answers in this manner. He answers this shayla. So basically, we finished Hilchas Tevilas Kalim. Next week, we'll start Hagolas Kalim. I have to tell you, Hagolas Kalim be Iker is in Hilchas Pesach. The Iker dinim of Hagolas Kalim is Hilchas Pesach. Here, there are seven sifim on Hagolas Kalim. One of the seven says, Dine Hagolas V'Libun, I in Hilchas Pesach. In a way, it's better to learn Kuf Chaf Aleph, because it sort of cuts to the chase, as they say. It cuts to the direct halacha lemaisa aspects of Hagolah. So, Yitz Hashem, next week we'll start Simi Kofchafah.